Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 405th word for word show. That's not counting the repeats. My website, if you have missed a show or whatever, you can find it on https://// www.pastor-steve.com. People have been Googling and all that stuff and tell me there's a whole mess of Pastor Steve's out there. So that's how to find my site. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. This week will, the three shows this week will wrap up the book of Matthew, and then we'll get into the book of Mark. Everything's going on schedule, and things are going very well. I'm very pleased. So let's get right into Matthew chapter 22, and Yeshua had just confronted the Pharisees and the chief priests, and they were really upset because basically he really hammered them, and they wanted to kill him, but they were afraid of the people, okay, because they considered him a prophet. So that's where we left off in chapter 21. So here we are in chapter 22. Pardon me. And Yeshua, this is verse 1, and Yeshua responded and spoke to them again by parables, and said, verse 2, the reign of the heavens is like a man, a sovereign, who made a wedding feast for his son. Verse 3, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Verse 4, again, he sent out other servants, saying, say to those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle are slaughtered, and all is ready. Come to the wedding feast. Verse 5, but they disregarded it and went their way, this one to his field, that one to his trade. Verse 6, and the rest, having seized his servants, insulted and killed them. Verse 7, but when the sovereign heard, he was wroth, and sent out his soldiers, destroyed those murderers, and set their city on fire. Verse 8, then he said to his servants, the wedding feast indeed is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Verse 9, therefore go into the street corners, and as many as you find invite to the wedding feast. Verse 10, and those servants went out into the street corners and gathered all whom they found, both wicked and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Verse 11, and when the sovereign came in to view the guests, he saw there was a man who had not put on a wedding garment. Verse 12, and he said to him, friend, how did you come in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13, and verse 13 you can reference Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 25, verse 30. That's Matthew 8:12 and 25:30, and the book of Luke chapter 13 verse 28. That's Luke 13:28. This is verse 13. Then the sovereign said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and throw him out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 14. And you can reference 2 Esdras, chapter 8, verse 3. That's 2 Esdras 8, verse 3. In the book of Matthew, chapter 20. Verse 16, that's Matthew 20:16. This is verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. All right, let's stop right here and go over what we've just heard here. He invited all these people to the wedding feast, but they wouldn't come. Now, he's speaking of Israel right there. The higher-ups of Israel, the ones that were supposed to be righteous and all of that, and they ignored everything. And the servants that he's talking about are the prophets that have come before. And verse 5 said, but they disregarded it and went their way. This went to his field and went one to his trade. And verse 6, and the rest having seized his servants, insulted and killed them. That's exactly what they did to the prophets. Now, these were the higher-ups. These were the supposed worthy. Well, Yeshua comes, and he sent the servants out, which were his disciples, to gather both wicked and good. Now, he said before, I don't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Okay, you get a wicked man that gets touched by the Holy Spirit, touched by Yeshua, and he's going to repent and fall down and worship and be forgiven. Okay? These are people of Israel. They're people of Israel that don't want anything to do with quote unquote religion. Well, I don't either. I don't want anything to do with churchianity. I don't want to join a social club. I want to worship my Father in truth, and he's given me an instruction manual how to do that. That's the scripture. Then you have this fellow with the no wedding garment. He just sort of snuck in, and he hadn't put on the wedding garment of righteousness. He was unrepentant. That's what that means. He wasn't repentant. He was speechless, couldn't answer. Because the robe of white would be the wedding garment, and that is going to be for the redeemed remnant. Okay? And he didn't have that white robe on. So they threw him out in the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it says right there in verse 14, many are called, but few are chosen. He's calling a lot of people. And a lot of people in Israel today are rejecting the message. They're not going out and getting non-Israelites. Don't get that in your mind that the Judeo-Christian churches are trying to teach. That's not what's happening here. This is all about Israel. Now you see, when we get into verse 15, that the Pharisees are those that are not called. Okay, verse 15 of Matthew chapter 22, then the Pharisees went and plotted how to trap him in his words. Because they're not worthy, okay? Those are the ones that are not worthy. Verse 16. And they sent to him their taught ones, with the Herodians. Those are the ones that were servants of Herod, the king, the evil king, saying, teacher, we know that you are true. They wouldn't know whether he was true or not. They're just running their face, okay? Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of Elohim in truth. Well, truth has no place in these people, okay? So they're lying right there. And it does not concern you about anyone, for you are not partial to any man. In other words, he's not favoring the rich and powerful. He's not sucking up to them. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. Oh, I'm enjoying this. This is great. Verse 17. Then say to us, what do you think? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Trying to trap him. Trick, 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 trick. Trick words. Fake words. Verse 18. But knowing their wickedness. He knew who these creatures were. He knew them. He knew exactly. Yeshua said, why do you try me, you hypocrites? Boy, that set him back, I'm sure. Verse 19. Show me the coin of the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Now that was a Roman coin. Okay. Verse 20. And he said to them, whose likeness and inscription is this? Verse 21. They said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to Elohim what is Elohim's. That's give to God what's God's, okay? And verse 22, and having heard, they marveled and left him and went away. He just shut them down. Oh, I love it. He shut them down cold. Verse 23. On that day, Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, and you can reference Acts chapter 23, verse 8 on this verse. Acts 23, 8. Verse 24, you can access Deuteronomy 25, verse 5. Reference Deuteronomy 25, verse 5 on verse 24. Saying, teacher, Moshe said that if anyone should die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise offspring for his brother. Okay, that's what it says. That's right. That's accurate. Verse 25. This is the Sadducees speaking. And there were with us seven brothers, and the first died after he had married, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. Verse 26. In the same way, the second also, and the third unto the seventh. Verse 27. And last of all, the woman died too. Now remember, these people don't believe in the resurrection. Verse 28. At the resurrection then, whose wife of the seven shall she be? For all had her. Verse 29. verse 29. And you can reference Mark chapter 12, verse 24 on this. Mark 12, 24. And Yeshua answering said to them, "You go astray, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of Elohim." In other words, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. Verse 30, and you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, that's in the Apocrypha, chapter 5, verse 5. Wisdom of Solomon 5, 5, verse 30. "For in the resurrection they do not marry, nor are they given in marriage, but are as messengers of Elohim in heaven." Those are angels, okay, if you have to use the term angels. But the term actually is messengers. Verse 31. "And concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by Elohim?" Verse 32. Now, verse 32, you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, and 4th Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 19. That's Exodus 3, 6, and 4th Maccabees, 7, 19. Elohim said, "I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Yitzchak, and the Elohim of Yaakov. Elohim is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living." Okay. "Because those that'll be with him will be living, just not in bodies like we have right now. They'll be perfected bodies. We'll lose this mortality." Verse 33. "And when the crowds heard, they were astonished at his teaching." I guess so. Verse 34. "But the Pharisees, having heard that he had silenced the Sadducees," those are two rival groups, "were gathered together." In other words, they were going to gang up on him. Now, here's verse 35, but verses 35 through 40, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40 reference the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. That's Luke 10, 25 through 28. Now, there are individual verses here that have references too. I'll give you them. But 35 through 40, that's what you reference. "And one of them, one learned in the Torah, did question, trying him, saying, 'Teacher, which is the great command in the Torah?'" Like they're not all great. But verse 37, and you can reference on verse 37, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. That's Deuteronomy 6, 5. And Yahshua said to him, you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being and with all your mind. Verse 38. This is the first and great command. Verse 39, and you can reference Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. That's Leviticus 19, 18 on verse 39. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40, on these two commands hang all the Torah and the prophets. Now neighbor, when they're talking about neighbor, that's re'ehu. That's specific, one of your own racial kindred. All right. Verse 41. And when the Pharisees were gathered together, Yahshua asked them, verse 42, saying, what do you think concerning the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, of David. Verse 43. Then he said to them, then how does David in the Spirit call him master, saying, verse 44, and you can reference Psalm 110, verse 1. That's Psalm 110, verse 1. Verse 44. Yahweh said to my master, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet. Verse 45. If then David calls him master, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word. And from that day on, no one was bold enough to ask him any more questions. Just shut him down. I love it. And that ends chapter 22. They couldn't figure out because they didn't know who Yahshua was. All right, I'll explain it to you so you can understand it. David calls him master. And he is his son because Yahshua was of the line of David, but he was a divine being. So he was the master, even of the progenitor of the line of David. There's a dual existence there. But they didn't see the divinity of Yahshua. They couldn't see it. Because they're blind, deaf, and dumb, and they're evil. They are evil. They couldn't deal with it. All right, let's get into chapter 23 of the book of Matthew. And this is verse 1 of chapter 23. Then Yahshua spoke to the crowds and to his taught ones, saying, verse 2, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on the seat of Moshe. All right, now they were big on quoting the Torah, okay? And listen to this verse, verse 3. Therefore, whatever they say to you to guard, guard and do. In other words, if they quote you commandments, keep them, okay? But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. In other words, they are hypocrites. They were legalists. They just put on a show. Verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but with their finger they do not wish to move them. In other words, it's not real for them. Now, verse 5 in chapter 23, you can reference Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. That's Matthew 6, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8. That's Deuteronomy 6, verse 8. And Numbers 15, verse 38. That's Numbers 15, verse 38. Here's verse 5. And they do all their works to be seen by men. And they make their tefillin wide. Okay. They had brought in the habit of wearing tefillin, which has scripture verses inside it. It's a little box. And they have it on their head. They ran around with little boxes on their head. And the Jews do this today. And lengthen the tzitzit of their garments. See, tefillin was not a commandment, but the tzitzit is. That's the fringe with the thread of blue on your garment. That's a commandment. But tefillin is not. They don't put the thread of blue in their tzitzit because they're fake. I wear a tzitzit shirt when I go out, and I'm wearing a four-corner garment with four tassels on it with threads of blue in them and so many knots for the 13 tribes of Israel. And, well, actually 12 tribes, but two half tribes. So I have 12 knots in it. Now, the tzitzit is a commandment, so I obey that, but I do not wear tefillin. I have some, but I don't wear them. I have them. I show people what they are. Verse 6. And they love the best place at feasts and the best seats in the congregation. Verse 7. And greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men Rabbi, Rabbi. That means teacher. They're phony. They're fake. Same way with the rabbis today. They're fake. They don't worship Yahweh. They worship the devil because they're children of the devil. Verse 8. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Messiah, and you are all brothers. Verse 9. Now listen to this carefully. And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in the heavens. In other words, the Catholics, oh, father, they're not fathers. That's a direct violation of the command of Yeshua. Oh, you're anti-Catholic. You betcha. You better believe I'm anti-Catholic. Verse 10. Neither be called leaders, for one is your leader, the Messiah. Verse 11 of chapter 23. And you can reference Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. That's Matthew 20, 26 and 27. Mark chapter 9, verse 35 and 10, verses 43 and 44. That's Mark 9:35 and 10, 43 and 44. And the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 26. Here's verse 11. But the greatest among you shall be your servant. Verse 12. And you can reference Luke, chapter 14, verse 11. And chapter 18, verse 14. That's Luke 14, 11 and 18, 14. And whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. Now here he rips them. Verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut up the reign of heaven before men, for you do not go in, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. In other words, you're teaching false doctrine and you're hindering people. Verse 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you eat up widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. Because of this you shall receive greater judgment. In other words, they'd take the houses away from widows, put orphans on the street, let people starve. They didn't care. Well, they do the same today. Verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you go about the land and the sea to win one convert. Convert to Judaism, not to the teachings of Moshe, but Judaism from Babylon. And when he is won, you make him a son of Gehenna. That's the garbage pit. Twofold more than yourselves. Following all the false doctrine that they teach. Okay? Verse 16. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the dwelling place, it does not matter, but whoever swears by the gold of the dwelling place is bound by oath. Oh, man. Verse 17. fools and blind. For which is greater, the gold or the dwelling place that sets the gold apart? I mean, he's just ripping them. Absolutely ripping them. Verse 18. And whoever swears by the slaughter place, it does not matter. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it is bound by oath. Verse 19. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the slaughter place that sets the gift apart? They were all about ritual, just meaningless. Ritual, that's all they were about. Boy, and they're getting more and more angry the more he speaks. Verse 20. He then who swears by a slaughter place swears by it and by all that is upon it. Verse 21. And he who swears by the dwelling place swears by it and by him who is dwelling in it. That's a dwelling place of Yahweh. I mean, what do you say to that? How? He's exposing all their hypocrisy. Verse 22. And verse 22 of chapter 23, you can reference Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. That's Isaiah 66, 1 and Matthew 5, 34. And he who swears by the heaven swears by the throne of Elohim and by him who is sitting upon it. Verse 23, and you can reference Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. That's Leviticus 27, verse 30. Verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you tithe the mint and the anise and the cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the Torah, the right ruling and the compassion and the belief, these need to have been done without neglecting the others. In other words, you're doing a little bit, but you're ignoring all the important stuff. Verse 24. Blind guides, straining out a gnat. In other words, a gnat will fly in your mouth, you know, and swallowing a camel. Oh, I love this. Verse 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are filled with plunder and unrighteousness. verse 26. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish so that the outside of them becomes clean too. In other words, what's within you, the inner man, you need to clean that up. Verse 27, and you can reference Acts 23, verse 3. That's the book of Acts, verse 23, verse 3. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly indeed look well, but inside are filled with dead men's bones and all uncleanness, rotted flesh, okay? Verse 28, so you too outwardly indeed appear righteous to men, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness. Verse 29, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. Verse 30. And say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in the blood of the prophets. Oh, right. Yeah. Verse 31. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the sons of those who did murder the prophets. Verse 32. And you fill up the measure of your fathers. You can reference Genesis chapter 15, verse 16, on verse 32 there. And you fill up the measures of your fathers. Verse 33. And verse 33 can reference Matthew chapter 3, verse 7. That's Matthew 3, verse 7. And chapter 12, verse 34. 1234. And the book of Luke chapter 3, verse 7. That's Luke 3, 7 as well. Serpents, brood of adders. Now that would be Guinea, ethnic group or race, brood, progeny. How would you escape the judgment of Gehenna? That's the garbage pit where they threw all the unclean things and burned them. Okay. Verse 34. Because of this, see, I send you prophets and wise men and scholars of Scripture. And you can look at 1352 on that. Some of them you shall kill and impale, And some of them you shall flog in your congregations and persecute from city to city. Sounds like today, doesn't it, folks? Okay. Verse 35. And you can reference Genesis 4:8. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, and 2 Chronicles 24, verses 20 and 21. That's Genesis 4, chapter 4, verse 8, and 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 20 and 21. Verse 35. So that on you should come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Hebel, now that would be Abel, okay, that Cain killed, to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the dwelling place and the slaughter place. Let me read that again. On you should come all the righteous blood shed on the earth. Verse 36. Truly, I say to you, all this shall come upon this. Now, they have generation here, but it's genea, upon this race. And it has a footnote in here that it would be race. What race is that? That's the mixed race of the Edomite, Khazar, whatever. Verse 37. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, killing the prophets and stoning those who are sent to her. How often I wish to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not. They would not gather together in righteousness. Verse 38, and you can reference Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 5. Jeremiah 22, verse 5. See, your house is left to you laid waste. Verse 39, you can reference Psalm 118, verse 26. That's Psalm 118, verse 26. For I say to you, from now on you shall by no means see me until you say, blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh. And his name was Yah. Yeshua. Yahweh is salvation. And that ends chapter 23. Wow. What a powerful chapter. Oh, boy. Woo! Well, we'll be starting in chapter 24 on the next show. It's always a pleasure. I really love this section of Scripture. So, I'll end it today. Gonna do a few tunes here. I have about 5 minutes or a little less, and give everybody a chance to relax and get ready for the next show, and maybe take a little break. So it definitely has been a pleasure. I'll catch you next time, and we'll start in chapter 24 of the book of Matthew. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
What a strange world we live in. What a shame, oh, what a shame. Someone's always quarreling, then marriage don't remain. Divorces by the thousands. Is this human race insane? I always thought that marriage should be a sacred thing. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law. Steps are often taken without thinking twice, and oft times there's a child or two who's left to pay the price. Those little hearts so innocent, they don't know who's to blame. No mom and dad to love them. What a shame, oh what a shame. Married by the Bible and divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible and no divorces by the law. Married by the Bible, divorced by the law. Every day there's more and more, the worst I ever saw. Things have changed, they're not the same as the days of Ma and Pa. They were married by the Bible, no divorces by the law.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.